In 1991, I was serving Diablates in Chile, and then I've been here for the past 24 years. One morning, I got a phone call that my grandfather passed away. My mom called and said, you know, my father passed away. And my mom was very calm, even though she always had a very, very good relationship with both her mother and her father. And she said, please offer a Gregorian Mass. Please offer a Gregorian Mass for your grandfather. And that was an extraordinary blessing, because if someone comes to me now and says, offer a Gregorian Mass for you, I can't. Because in the parish we have so many Masses. But where I was in Chile, I was a missionary. I was a missionary preaching missions and preaching retreats. Therefore, all the Masses they said, I had free intention. So I offered 30 Masses in a row for my grandfather. And I really admire my mother for that. She called, and the first thing she was thinking about was not herself, her grief, but to try to get her father into heaven as soon as possible. And that's a sign of a person with a very deep faith, thinking not about herself, but thinking about the salvation of the one who brought her into life, her father. 13 months ago and 2 days, my father passed away. And I told Father Larry this, and within two hours, we were already celebrating a Mass for my father. So he wasn't dead for more than 3 hours, in which right away I was in the chapel offering a Mass for my father, who passed away October 1st, 1 year ago. Why am I telling you these stories is because today is the day in which we commemorate our deceased loved ones. And the most important prayer we can offer is by far the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Father Craig is here, can't celebrate the Mass because the Church allows all the priests in the world today to celebrate 3 Masses. So this is his second Mass, and then 10 o'clock he'll be celebrating a funeral Mass with Father Dave, and I'll be in that Mass. So the 3 of us, rather all the priests, even Father Antolini, will be celebrating 3 Masses today, because by far, the greatest prayer that we can offer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Okay, let me tell you a story that, with respect to purgatory, is the story that hits me most, and so we speak from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay, it's a story about a pope who lived many, many, many years ago. Many years ago. And this pope was talking with one of his friends about death. And they both made a decision. Whoever died first would pray for the other. So the friend of the Pope died. And then the Pope immediately started to pray for this person. And the person appeared to the Pope, telling him that he was in purgatory. And the friend of the Pope was a very good person, obviously not perfect. But he was in purgatory. So the Pope went on to pray for this person. And he prayed 1 Mass, 2 Masses, 3 Masses, a week of Masses, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. He prayed a month of Masses for this friend of his. And after this, saying a month of Masses, his friend appeared to him and said to him that he was finally in heaven. Of all the stories in purgatory, that's my favorite. And by the way, the name of that pope He's a canonized saint. His name is Saint Gregory the Great. Okay, Saint Gregory the Great, one of the greatest popes in the history of the church. He prayed 30 masses for one of his friends who was apparently a very good person. Now, when I preach that and I think about that, that makes me shake in my boots. It elicits within me fear of the Lord. Because here you have a pope offering 30 masses for a person who was very good. And I say that to all of you for this purpose. When someone dies, do not canonize the person, for the love of God. Okay? For the love of God, don't canonize a person. Too many funeral masses, what do you hear? You hear these pious platitudes, okay? These pious platitudes, if I can use that expression. A pious platitude, which would be this. Well, okay. Well, thanks be to God, he's not suffering anymore, okay? And he's in a better place. How on earth do you know? For me, that's terrible. That's false compassion. How on earth do you know he's not suffering anymore? How about if he's going to be in purgatory for 500 years? Oh, he's not suffering anymore. That's terrible. It's terrible. And that's almost universal today. It's almost universal. He died. Okay, he's in heaven now. How do you know? You know, my father had hundreds of masses offered for him. In this mass, I'm praying for my father. Father Craig was at the funeral mass for my father. We had six priests celebrating. The church was packed. My father had done a lot of good in his life. A lot of good. But still, praying for him. Is he in heaven? I hope so. Do I have a absolute certitude? I don't have that. So we can never, 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 never make a mistake by praying for the souls in purgatory. So try to bring this message to your friends. We have hope. But none of us can say, okay, that person is in heaven. Except when you have cases about 3 months ago, a woman in our parish lost her little baby. Little baby was about 9 months old. Little baby had many, many health complications. And that little baby was baptized about 3 weeks after he was born, and that baby died after the baby was 9 months. In that case, we can say, hey, the name of the little baby is Matthew. We can say, Matthew, he's in heaven. But aside from these holy innocents, we cannot say that they're in heaven yet. Even St. Claude de la Colombiere had to spend a short time in purgatory because he was still too attached to life. St. Claude de la Colombiere, the spiritual director of St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque. So, all of you are looking at me very seriously, and you should. Because this is a topic which is very, very important and too often misinterpreted. So we can never, never make a mistake in praying for the souls in purgatory. So I invite all of you now in this Mass, place all of your loved ones on the altar now. All of your loved ones. And let's pray that through our prayers in this Mass, that all of our loved ones will be taken to heaven. And they'll be resting in the bosom of Jesus Christ, contemplating the glory of the Blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen.